The Big East. This league. It was made official just a few moments ago that Ed Cooley is Georgetown's new coach, moving over from Providence. So that's a pretty Big East-centric move, I'd say. And then this from Adrian Wojnarowski.
Woj bomb.
He's reporting with Pete Thamel on this, by the way. Nice job. Good teamwork, guys. Iona's Rick Pitino has agreed on a 6-year deal to become St. John's head coach. And then he says the following. Pitino's taken 3 schools to the Final Four, 1 NCAA titles at Kentucky and Louisville, and now makes a move to restore the Red Storm to Big East prominence, not Providence. At this hour, Pitino is meeting with his Gales players to inform them he's going to St. John's. Pitino is expected to be introduced as the new head coach at a noon news conference at Madison Square Garden tomorrow afternoon.
MSG.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I mean, say what you want about the guy. Yeah. Josh made the graphic. I think it's pretty, pretty on point there.
I'll throw it up again if you're on the YouTube TV. Thank you.
There it is on the YouTube TV. St. John's going to be good soon. Soon.
He got it up and running at Iona.
Yeah. Soon. It's not. That's a new deal. Creighton's experienced the Big East Conference where, they haven't, St. John's hasn't been really anything to write home about. Since Creighton's been in the league, Georgetown's been way down since Creighton's been in the league. Those are a couple potential powers that could return to prominence. Obviously, UConn joining is a big deal for the conference, but it's been the rise of the Midwest. Look at Marquette, Xavier, and Creighton. I know Marquette fell a little short yesterday. And then the new school in UConn's in the Sweet 16. It's a deep league now. It's a deep league now. Wow, just DePaul's got to get their crap together.
Yeah, every team's got a great coach just about.
Except for DePaul. poll questions before we get out of here. At Happer Show, would Purdue like a weasel win? Yeah, I think they would.
They'd take it.
They tried. Couldn't quite get the weasel win. A weasel loss, if you will.
Yeah.
91% say yes.
Ooh, wow.
Is playing football an important part of playing football?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe it to be.
Right there in the name.
81% only say yes.
Okay.
Have you ever fallen asleep while driving? Josh?
Yeah, totally normal, common occurrence.
I am going to be alarmed by this answer. I can just feel it. My answer is no, because why? 58% say yes. They have fallen asleep while driving.
The majority.
This is disgusting.
The majority.
I've never felt more in danger than I feel right now at this moment.
We did it, everybody.
58%. You guys are joking, right?
Next time you're at a red light, look to your left, look to your right. One of those people is asleep.
I can't be right. It cannot be right. Oh, okay. Well, I hope that's not true. But we just collect the information. That's all. Those are the poll questions. Josh, what are we watching?
We have one game on NBA TV tonight. The Mavericks at the Grizzlies. No Luka for Dallas. Kyrie is questionable with a foot injury. But that's what we got tonight in the NBA. NHL Panthers Red Wings, 6 o'clock on NHL Network. Women's basketball second round tournament action today on the ESPN family of networks. In about an hour, Ohio State tips off against North Carolina on ESPN. You got a 6 o'clock tip on ESPNU between Villanova and Florida Gulf Coast.
Nice.
8 o'clock, UConn plays Baylor on ESPNU. UConn could only muster up an ESPNU appearance tonight.
Mm.
And number 1, Indiana takes on 9 seed Miami, 7 o'clock on ESPN2. You got the World Baseball Classic tonight on FS1, 6 o'clock first pitch for the second semifinal between Japan and Mexico. Winner meets Team USA tomorrow in the championship. Yes, that is correct. 7 o'clock AMC, The Mummy. You can watch Academy Award winner Brendan Fraser in maybe his most famous film. And finally tonight, Connor, I know this is where you're going to be at, 8 o'clock on Fox, TMZ investigates 9/11, the fifth plane. When you're looking for the facts on what really happened,
oh my God,
the day of September 11th,
you go to TMZ.
Of course, turn to the fine folks at TMZ. They look into the theory that a fifth plane was hijacked on that fateful day.
Oh my God, I'm kind of into this.
This is, I'm making fun of it, but it's also, oh really? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's attention grabbing. That's for sure. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
That is what we were watching this evening. That is it for us today. If you miss anything, 1620thezone.com is where you can find it. Crossover's next.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.